sent out an email yesterday to an ever-increasing list of people subscribing from the website and the internet. And the title of the article yesterday has been trying to hit some of the basics of the Bible Rightly Divided. It was called The Mystery Hidden in Prophecy. And it's amazing when you tell people and show people the verses in your Bible. Turn to Romans 16:25. When you show them the verses in your Bible that deal with the mystery that Paul preaches, kept secret since the world began, how easily and quickly they will deny what the verse teaches and say, well, oh, no, that mystery was not different than what the prophet said would come. Okay. Romans 16, verse 25, Paul says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. One of the folks at the fair, I don't know who told me the story, but you know, they're dealing with someone about the gospel, and they ask, you know, well, what's the gospel that you preach there? And the response at the fair is, well, Jesus, obviously. You know, Jesus' gospel. Well, what about Jesus? What do you teach about him? They don't know. We teach Jesus. Isn't that enough? We just teach Jesus? Well, the Bible says, no, it's not enough. There's lots of different ways to teach Jesus. The Muslims teach Jesus. The Mormons teach Jesus. The Catholics teach Jesus. How are you teaching Jesus? What's so important about Jesus? What did he do? What didn't he do? In Romans 16:25, Paul says, we preach Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Okay? There is a way to teach Jesus Christ, not according to the revelation of the mystery. And that's, of course, how the prophets speak about him. The prophets spoke of Jesus Christ as Israel's king, Israel's Messiah, as the suffering servant, Isaiah 53. And that's Jesus according to prophecy. And that's a true thing, Jesus according to prophecy. But given to Paul was a mystery of Christ, and so that he now preaches Jesus Christ not after the flesh, but according to his resurrected glory. And he preaches Jesus Christ according to the mystery. Okay. Now, the key thing in my article yesterday was that at the end of that verse, he says the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Okay. So if it were kept secret since the world began, it was not known since the world began. Can we agree on that? That's what secret since the world began means. Okay. And yet people read that and they will try to change the meaning of that word secret. And they'll say, well, by secret, it just means it was revealed and the prophets wrote about it, but nobody really understood it. Nobody really knew it. So it was hidden in the prophets. It was back there. You can read about it in Abraham's promise. You can read about it in shadows and types and things like that in prophecies, but they didn't act on it because they didn't understand it. And so that's what they mean by secret since the world began. Well, let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. And so what I was addressing in my article yesterday was when and where was the mystery kept secret. And there's a lot of commentators, a lot of theologians who, of course, address these verses. I mean, I'll give them that benefit of the doubt. They handle the Bible. Okay, a lot of them have more years than I do to study these verses, and so they've read them. It's not that they're ignorant of the content, but they cannot see the difference between what Christ gave to Paul and what Christ gave to Israel. And so they have to reconcile the two in their mind. And by doing that, they turn the mystery into no longer a mystery. It's something that was revealed. But in Colossians 1, verse 25, look what Paul says here about the church. He says he has a ministry here for the church in verse 24. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Verse 26, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. Hid is what he says. And so this mystery that we read about in Romans 16, 25 is hidden from ages. Okay, now ages would be a time thing. Okay, an age is a time. And so from the ages past is what Paul's saying. Obviously, he's preaching it then. He's preaching it now. But in ages past, in all ages, it's been hidden is what he says. Not only from the time, but from generations, which is a people thing. So you've had generation after generation. You can go back in Genesis and we study the genealogies in chapter 5 and chapter 10. And you see all those generations. And Paul says it was hid from ages and from generations. Romans 16:25 says, kept secret since the world began. And so it says in verse 26 that it is but now made manifest to his saints. Right? And of course it explains what that is, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the mystery among the Gentiles, which is the church, the body of Christ. Okay? And so that's the content of it. But we see in Romans 16:25 it was kept secret since the world began. Colossians 1:25 and 26 that it was hid from time, ages, and from people, generations. Which tells you that if you go back there and say, oh no, Isaiah talked about this and Jeremiah talked about this. Jeremiah in chapter 31 talks about the New Testament and talks about forgiveness of sins being offered through the New Testament. Well, that's not the mystery. It cannot be. Okay, it's not an opinion. It's just it cannot be. If we're going to reconcile the prophets said to what Paul says. Paul said the prophets, which would be among those generations, did not know. It was hid from them. If the prophets prophesied, it would no longer be hid. It would be God's revelation. Okay. Look one more place in Ephesians chapter 3. You say, well, that still doesn't quite nail on the head. I mean, maybe the prophets spoke things they didn't understand. After all, Peter says in 1 Peter 1, verse 10, that the prophets said things they didn't understand. They prophesied the grace that would come to Peter, and they didn't understand what or what manner of time the Spirit within them did testify. Well, Ephesians 3, verse 9 tells us where it was hid. Okay, so we've seen that it was hid when? In time past, in all those ages, in all those generations since the world began. That's when it was hid. Now, where was it hid? And the common answer from most of Christianity who does not respect the special revelation given to Paul called the mystery of Christ will say that it was hid within the scriptures God had revealed, within Genesis and Abraham's promises, within the prophets and Isaiah and Jeremiah, within the Psalms, within the law. It was hidden in there. Okay? Look at Ephesians 3, verse 9. Paul says it's his duty. And, of course, up in verse 1 and 2, he says, I am the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God given me to you. So this is talking about the mystery here. In verse 3, how by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. So we're in the right context. Down in verse 7, he was made a minister according to God's grace. Verse 8, he's the least of the least of all saints, but he was given this grace to preach among the Gentiles. In verse 9, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which is the commission the Lord Jesus Christ gave to Paul, to make all men see the fellowship of the mystery. By the way, just if we can pause here for a second in a parenthetical statement, Christ did not send Peter to do that. Christ sent Peter to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them all the commandments that Christ taught them in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay, Christ sent Peter in Luke 24 to go to Jerusalem and wait for the power from on high. Okay, Christ did not tell Peter, there's nowhere before Ephesians 3 where you see Christ telling anybody to make all men see the fellowship of the mystery. Okay, Peter didn't know what that was. In Luke 18, of course, Peter, when he was told by the Lord that he was going to die, that the Lord was going to die, Peter didn't understand. Right? So it says in Luke 18, 34, they didn't understand that. But Ephesians 3, verse 9, Paul says he's been given the task, the responsibility, the apostleship, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. So we covered two verses where the mystery was kept secret since the world began, and it was hid from ages past and generations past. And Ephesians 3:9 says, where was it hid? It was hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So it was not hid in the prophets. It's not hid in the law. It's not hid in the promises to Abraham. Okay, which, of course, we learn things from those, and we can learn about the spiritual realities. We can learn about Jesus Christ from all the scriptures. That's what Paul says. Paul says all the scriptures can teach us about salvation in 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. So we can learn about grace and forgiveness and justification. All those words are back there. Okay? And yet what was kept secret was the mystery of Christ hid from all those people, from all that time, and it was hid in God. Okay? Not hid in the prophets. He didn't reveal it in some prophecy. They didn't understand, but it was written down for all to see. They just didn't know what it meant. And suddenly God removes the veil over their eyes, and now they understand what was written. That's not what happened. Okay? Ephesians 3, verse 9, it was hid in God, and he revealed it first to Paul. Okay, look one other place in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we see here a reason why it was hid in God and not in the prophecies. The Bible teaches the reality of a being called the devil, Satan. Okay, Satan is a real being. Satan is in opposition to God's purposes. And part of that is his study of what God has said and distortion of what he has instructed us to do. The devil is ever and always in the ministry of deceiving people who are trying to do God's will. That's what the devil's doing. Our only guard, our only weapon against the devil's work in that regard is to know God's word of truth and to know what it says rightly divided. Okay, if we know what God says, we know how to rightly divide the word of truth, we will be guarded against the lies and the deceptions about what the devil would deceive us into thinking God wants us to do. A lot of Christians, a lot of people who think they're Christians, a lot of churches are deceived. Now, we're not the only people who know the truth. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a lot of people who are trying to follow a religion called Christianity and not the Bible, right? If your faith is not based on the Bible but a culture and a religion, you can be easily deceived into kissing statues, into thinking bread is God, things like this. Okay, there's problems, right? It's only when we come to the Bible that we can understand discern the truth. So that's parenthesis here. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse 6 and 7, Paul explains here why it was hid. We've seen the mystery was kept secret since the world began. We've heard that the mystery was hid in God, not in the prophets. And in 1 Corinthians 2, we see why it was hid and needed to be kept secret. Paul says in verse 6, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. The perfect there is not sinlessness. It means complete in Christ. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained. When did he ordain it? Before the world began. Before the world into our glory. So God knew this information. What he gave to Paul was not a plan B. It was not, you know, something he ad hoc just created after they crucified his son. God had this plan all along before the world began, but kept it secret, never revealed it. Okay? Verse 8 says, none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, there's two ways to take that verse. Number one is that the people who lived on the planet didn't understand this mystery, and that's why they killed the Messiah, which, of course, that would be true. A second way to take that is that the princes of this world could be the devil, could be those principalities and powers that have been in existence for thousands of years over this world. And if it had been revealed, spoken by God's prophets in that law, you know, the devil is a good Bible student, right? The devil knows God's word. He's been reading it for thousands of years, 3,000 or 4,000 years, 6,000 years even, as it's been revealed. And we see in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8, that if it had been known, this mystery of Christ, if not the princes of this world, the devil for sure would have known about it and would have been trying to deceive people about it. Okay? So in order to fulfill God's purpose through Christ, which means that Christ needed to die on the cross for the sins of all the world, provide salvation, and more than that, to establish this new creature called the church, where there's no Jew or Gentile, and we have all spiritual blessings freely in Christ. In order to do that, he had to keep the mystery a secret. Okay? The cornerstone of this dispensation of grace is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's his death on the cross and his resurrection. And because of that, we have the creation of the church. Because of that, we have salvation. We have forgiveness and redemption through Christ, not by our works. And all that depends upon Christ's death and resurrection, right? And what he accomplished there. And so because of that, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7 and 8, it says the mystery was kept secret, hid in God since the world began. Because if it had been made known, the devil wouldn't have killed him. People wouldn't have killed him. That would have been giving their enemy the right to succeed, right? They've been giving the enemy, which in this case is God, okay, the victory, right? So it was kept secret, okay? So it's so important to understand this mystery because what has plagued the church for so long is that they think our instructions and the description of who we are in Christ Jesus can be found back in the law and back in the prophets and back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where Jesus came under the law to minister to Israel, okay? And that's, you can't. Because it was kept secret. It was hidden in God until revealed first to Paul. And so we find, as Schofield said in his Bible notes in Ephesians 3:6, the doctrine and the destiny and the purpose of the church in Paul's epistles alone. And it's not because Paul was a genius. It's because Christ revealed it first to him. And we read about it in his epistles. If you rip out Paul's epistles, God's revelation to Paul in his 13 epistles, what you have is prophecy. What you have is Israel. What you have is the fulfillment of the law. Jesus according to prophecy. Jesus as the king. Okay, but you will not find anywhere the truth about Jesus as the head of the body and you being united with him in heavenly places. You won't find that anywhere. Okay, you'll find a nation. You'll find a kingdom on the earth. Jesus as the king. You'll find him as the lamb and the sacrifice. But you will not find Christ as the head of the church. Okay, and so our purpose, our identity, our salvation, as it's described through the mystery, is found here in the revelation of the mystery.